Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive. And keep your interests alive. It's Keep the Boss of the Beach now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
All right, we're back right now. We want to say thank you for tuning in to this great station. And we're in St. Petersburg, Florida. And we cover all of the area. Go online right now and pull us up. Sunshine Radio 96.7. And you also can find them in St. Pete, which is the AM side. But we want to say we support vets, too, and we're bringing in the rest of the country to be able to say the same thing. We support vets, too. It's time now for us citizens to take over where the VA has done a magnificent job. Originally, when the VA was set up many, many, many years ago, I'm sure that they were trying to work with the community that they had and how many people were here and all of that. And it was about 6 or 7 million that were coming in out of the wars. And they would show up, and they would need help, and the veteran was here to do the medical service. Now, the VA has expanded not only for medical help, but they do housing, and they try to help veterans with other kinds of related problems. The VA is a solution-oriented agency. Bring your problem, and they have a way to help you with a solution. So we've stepped up to the plate to make sure that now we support vets too. And that's American Veterans Alliance, Society for Hispanic Veterans, U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy, and I'm going to throw in all the rest of them. Everybody who is a VSO, got to remember, you support vets too. Yes, we still have USO. We still have American Legion. We still have AMVETS. All of the 5 big VSOs, including now, of course, Wounded Warriors, do what they do, and they do a good job of it. So we salute them. But now we're bringing in some of the smaller VSOs who are down on the ground. And this lady just walked up past me. Her son is retired Army, and I just met somebody who retired Army, got out, and guess what? Took a government job, still supporting veterans. There is a calling for everybody to stand up and say, we support vets too. Very important, because now we can pick up the ball to help the VA. Our job is to make it easier for the VA. They've already expanded what they do. Stick to your VA. Now, let's go into the subject matter that we've been talking about, and I'm telling you first, before I go into the legal side, let's talk about the arts. Arts need a degree. Arts need a degree. And the reason I say it, that is veteran civilian arts ensemble meet and greet. It's going to be at the Stress August 24 at 1:30 to 3:30. August 24, 1:30 to 3:30, meet and greet. Veteran Civilian Arts Ensemble. What they're saying is, come out, and what you expect will be way better than you know. VCAE creates a safe space in which community members, active military members, and veterans may get together and create through various forms of art. Come out and look at sculptures. Come out and enjoy, you know what I'm saying, paintings. Come out and enjoy people with the art feeling in their soul. I came out of the early days of the early 70s back when art was away. You got the Facebook, Yobook, Instagram, and all that now, but art still stands as a foundation of what makes people great. How do you make people great? Starts with the arts. Arts is about humanity, and it stands all time. So don't forget, Art Ensemble coming Stras Center for Performing Arts. And that's 1010 Northwest Mechanics Place, of course in Tampa, right here in the listening audience. And I want you to come out and enjoy yourself. Meet and greet, Saturday. Just enjoy. My thing is really to talk about the arts and those veterans who do paintings and other stuff, and they're the ones who are coming there. Come out and be a part of it. Just wave at a veteran. Get to know them. Because arts is one way that automatically allows you in the human side of life. So we want to thank all of those who are looking at it. Please support the arts. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to another subject matter right now. Veterans Outreach Court. What does that mean? That means that there's a legal entity right now who really does support our veterans. So on Friday, November 8th, Veterans Outreach Corps. That means there are people out there to help you as a veteran with legal issues. And you can't afford a real attorney, but you also need help. Here's an event coming up that is made just for you. If you happen to have legal fee problems, fines, court costs, ordinance violations, we're here. That means no matter what, Veterans Outreach Court, please understand that you have help. They work with information, of course, through the Public Defender's Office. Perfect. On this event, it is mandatory registration. So I'm telling you right now, James A. Haley Veterans Hospital, primary care, VA Annex. And that is 13515 Lake Terrace Lane in Tampa. All righty, we're talking about a legal situation, James Haley Veterans Hospital, primary care for VA Annex. 13515 Lake Terrace Lane, Tampa, Florida, 33637. Please contact James Haley to get more information about this event. And I want to see you there. I want to make sure that you're there. I want to make sure that you get the benefit of it. Please get a chance to come out if you have friends with legal issues. If you have veterans who may not know where and what to go to get help, here's an event that helps them get help. And we want to thank this radio station right here who says we support vets too as well. We're trying to get information out that'll make a veteran know where to go and what to do. I just finished talking to a lady today who said, I'm a vet too. She's retired. And the big thing she said was she lived in Orlando and did all she could do. And then she came back to Pinellas County and found Bay Pines. She said the service was impeccable in comparison to where she had been and what she had been doing and all that. And she loved it. So we're going to give a shout out to all of our friends at Bay Pines and James Haley and say you guys are doing a great job. And we thank you. And a lady named Valerie also thanks you. And we're going to be doing an interview with her. So you'll hear her story. And that's what we're going to be doing. We're going to be going to more stories from our veterans, from active military who will be veterans one day. And I ran into a bunch of ROTC kids who are future veterans. We're going to make sure we talk to all of them too. Thank you for tuning in to this show. And don't forget, this one was all about the arts and your legal. We did have an interview that's coming up. You're going to enjoy it. Miss Daisy Brown, one of our co-hosts. And she is doing a major thing outside this area, but she always supports us here. So we thank her for what she's doing. Stay tuned for her interview, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Keith. And of course, I'm calling you from the Boss of the Beach. And we want to thank everybody for tuning in to WVETOnlineRadio.com and its continued way of making sure that we're all connected. We want to give our shout out, of course, to Paul Murray. We want to give a shout out, of course, to our people. Mr. Terrence over there at the VA, we know that we're working on something big for next week. But today, we have our co-host, Miss Daisy Brown, and she's right there in Baltimore, Maryland.
Hello.
Please take it away and tell us where you are today.
Hello, everyone. I'm at the American Legion Post 285 in Baltimore, Maryland. And today is our Mix and Mingle Wednesday. We do this every second Wednesday of the month, hosted by past commander Maxine Canty, who is a wonderful, wonderful role model. This was a vision that she had, and the turnout has been fantastic. We come and party, we come and eat, we come and discuss different situations. And it's, of course, veteran-oriented, and I'm just grateful to be a part of this.
Daisy, what post is that today?
Post 285, Baltimore, Maryland.
All right. Why don't you just give out the address if you know it?
Oh, surely. We're at 2324 McElderry Street, Baltimore, Maryland, 21205.
And who's commander the present commander?
Yeah, our commander here is Ray Boykins. This is his second term, and of course, our host for this evening is a former commander as well. She was commander on two different terms, and she's just a wonderful person. But because we're tied in with Mix and Mingle, she's unavailable to jump into this interview right now. So I'm holding down the fort. So it's just a wonderful situation. And the Mix and Mingle, at first it was supposed to be just to have the ladies come together, but we have the men here too, and it's just it's just fantastic. We eat, we of course have our libations. What post does it?
And
what post does not do that? And of course, we try to uplift each other. We have a lot of veterans here. As a matter of fact, we just lost one of the World War II veterans, but we do have one other still in our organization, Mr. John Dix. And he is as spry, or should I say spryer, than I could ever wish to be.
There you
should
go.
See him.
There you
go. Should see
Watch
him
out,
dance.
Guys.
You should see him dance. So woo, woo, woo. You know,
take it to him, child.
I'm walking around. I'm shuffling around, and he's walking around. You know, he's doing his thing, and I just love it here. So
well,
I just wanted to take time to
us abreast.
Yes, and I'm going to prayerfully have past commander Canty on. Maybe next month when after the Labor Day holiday, because right now we're a little kind of things a little, well, you know how they can get the end of the summer, everybody's on vacation and trying to get ready for grandchildren to go back to school. So, but I appreciate this time as usual, and I love being on this station. I love it. I love it. I love it. And Keith and Paul, I love you guys so much. And I'm so happy and proud to be a part of Vets Radio Online.
There you go, WVEPOnlineRadio.com. As
there
always,
you go.
We do our best and pray for the rest. And we thank Daisy for continuing. And you're going to be hearing a lot more from Daisy carrying more of these shows because we do our best and are praying for the rest. Thank you so much for tuning in right now in this live broadcast. Paul's got it, and we're going to take it from here. This is over and out with a shout out. Don't forget, we just now added WVEP, and guess what? WVEP London.
All right.
We have a lot of veterans over in London. We have WVEP, the WVEP London. WVEP Latin is now on the map.
I love it.
Daisy, thank you so much, and we'll stay
you.
In touch.
God bless.
Keep the balls to the beach, over and out with a shout.
Bye-bye. Thank you, America.
we want to say tune in to this station every week Friday morning. I'm doing it just like the old days of Paul Harvey. In the mornings, you'll get a little segment of what I'm going to be doing this afternoon. And then I say stay tuned for the rest of the adventure and the rest of the story. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, over and out with a shout.